We're in Simen Yud, Seif Yud Zayin. And this is just a reminder that these shiurim are in a Bekitzer format. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next machzer, we will deal with Simonim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis in a fuller fashion. Simen Yud, Seif Yud Zayin. Oimrim Sheyesh Lahader Sheloi Lichtev Es Hashem B'Seif HaAmud. There are those that say that one should be mahader not to write the Shem Hashem at the bottom of a column of a Sefer Torah. V'im nokeloi, and if it's possible to keep this hider, yasaken, so it would be a nice thing not to have the Shem Hashem written as the last letter in a column. Aval ein laharich ha'ilitchek es ha'osius b'shvil zeh, but if this is going to cause one to have to stretch or squash letters, it's not kedai. V'toiv yoser sheyehe Hashem b'soif, and it's much better to have a Shem Hashem at the end of the column than to have to squash or stretch letters. As I zok the base Aaron. Seif Yud Ches. Yesh Seifrim Zihirim Sheloi Lichtov Shem Kodesh Bili Tairis Haguf Venochinhu. There are Seifrim who are careful not to write a Shem Hashem without having been to the mikveh beforehand. And this is an appropriate practice. And occasionally, mishum ze koisvin yiriya shlema. What they do is they'll write an entire yiriya umenichim panoi mokim hashemus, and they'll leave the spot where the shemus are meant to be written. They'll leave it open lekosvan acharkach, in order that they should be able to write the shemus afterwards. Lekashayit velu b'mikveh taira, and they'll go to the mikveh, and after they've gone to the mikveh, they'll fill in all the blank areas where they left to write a Shem Hashem. V'gam zeh nochein. That's also something that may be done. Ach, la'aseis kein b'kol ha-sefer Torah. But to leave all the spots of the Shemus in the entire Sefer Torah blank, and then to go to the mikveh and write a few hundred or even a few thousand Shemus, yesh locho shmachma shekol ha-ksav nisyashin ksas. One needs to be chayshish that's going to look a little funny, because the rest of the Sefer Torah is already going to be a little bit old. V'hashemus yu b'ksav chadash, and the Shemus will have their full luster as opposed to the rest of the Sefer Torah, and therefore yanira kimenumer, it'll look kimenumer. The word menumer is from the Lashon of a nomer, a leopard. So a leopard has spats. So when something looks like it has spats, so that's considered to be a chisorin in Zekeli v'anveyu in the Sefer Torah. V'ein lasis kein, and it should not be done. Ayin b'seifrim lecha shamayim. Have a look over there where he discusses this subject. In Sifkotin Yudalid, the Kesesh tries to prove that everybody agrees that this is an acceptable practice. This practice of leaving the spats where the Shemus are supposed to be written on a Yiriya, he proves that that's something that's okay and can be done according to all opinions. Simen Yud Aleph. Seif Aleph. Simen Yud Aleph is about the Isser of Mechikas Hashem, erasing Hashem Hashem. Seif Aleph says the Keses, Ksiv Be'akum Ve'ibadetem Eshemom Min Amokim Hahu. The Torah in Parashas Re'eh says concerning Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, their name should be erased from this place. Uksiv Basrei, and the Pasuk after that says, Leisasun Kein LaHashem Elikechem. So you should erase the names of the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael, and others, you should wipe them out. But Loisasin came Lashem Elikechem, such a behavior obviously should not be practiced toward Hashem. Amru Chazal, so Chazal darshan from here. Mikan, Razal, Rabbi Seinu Zichronim Levrocha, Mikan Azhar Lamoichik Es Hashem. So from these psukim, we can learn out the lav not to be Moichik Hashem Hashem. Sheim Moichik Afilu Ois Achas Min Hashem Es HaKadoshim V'hatahayrim, Shenikra Behem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheyizbaru B'Sif Hei. If somebody would go and erase a Shem Hashem, as will be discussed in Sif Hei, which Shemus those are, Harehu Oiver B'Lav Min HaTorah V'Chayev Malkus. He'll be Oiver on this Lav of Leisasun Kein LaShem Elikechem, and he'll be Chayev Malkus. Now, what about in Nimchak Miktsas Hashem Me'elov? What if part of the Shem became erased by itself? Oyal Yedei Adam Shoigig Oymezid, or a person erased part of the shame, whether it was by accident, whether it was on purpose. Afilu Hachi Aser Limchaik Es Hanisha. So even if part of the shame Hashem became erased, nevertheless, a person may not erase the rest of the Shem Hashem. The Lishkas HaSofer in Sifkot and Aleph discusses the issue of whether or not Gram Mechika is mutter and under which circumstances. Gram Mechika is when one doesn't erase a Shem Hashem directly, rather he indirectly, through Grama, erases a Shem Hashem. So over there the Kesis discusses whether or not Gram Mechika is mutter, whether or not Gram Mechika is aser, and under which circumstances there may be different variables that could affect the psak of whether Gram Mechika would be mutter or aser. In Sif Cotton Bays, the Kesis discusses the issue of Havaras Kulmus on a Shem. Havaras Kulmus, as we've discussed in the past, means that you have a pre-existing Shem Hashem, and then the Sefer goes, and he takes the Kulmus, and he's Mavir Kulmus on the Dioi. So it means he goes over the Shem with another layer of ink. So the question is that permitted to be done on a Shem Hashem? Because maybe it's Mechikas Hashem, because you're erasing the Shem that's underneath, or maybe it's a problem of Menumer. And that's what he discusses in Sifkot and Beis, that maybe it's a problem of Menumer, because the new ink will look more fresh than the old ink. And Lamaisa, he is Matir, the Kesis in Sifkot and Beis, the Lishka, he's Matir to be Mavir Kulmus on Hashem Hashem, Halacha Lamaisa, and indeed, that is the prevalent practice, that we are Mavir Kulmus on Shemais when necessary.